Hey you, welcome to the Almost 20 podcast. If you are a returning listener, welcome back to the pod. Today I'm joined by the SUG president of River State University, and we have a really deep and wonderful conversation revolving around everything leadership, from how to handle positions of leadership to facing doubts as a leader, which I think is something most of us can relate to the decisions behind the SUG week, to insights on what being a leader truly means. Thank you for your time. And thank you for joining I and President Rizzi Wisdom in this wonderful conversation. President Rizzi, thank you so much for being on the podcast. It's wonderful to have you on this episode with me today. Yeah,
thank you very much, Martins. Thank you.
So before we dive right into the conversation, I think at this point it's becoming tradition, self. Whenever I have a guest on the podcast episode, I'll ask them a question. It's normally some sort of game. I'll give them a question, a would you rather question, whereby I give them a question with two options and they get to pick one. Most of the time, whenever I ask them this question, it's related to the theme of the episode. Mm-hmm. And so from that, we just segue into the conversation. And then sometimes I ask the question and it's just a way to get to pick the guest's brain, right? And so I think for this episode, the latter is the circumstance. And okay. So should I proceed?
Yes.
All right. So here's my question.
It sounds interesting already.
All right. So here's my question. Would you rather have unlimited access to free Wi-Fi on campus, mm-hmm, or unlimited access to free food on campus?
Okay. I think free Wi-Fi.
Free Wi-Fi?
Yes.
Why?
Yes. We live in a global world, internet,
yeah,
and we are also distracted by all these things. But if you look at it in the most productive aspect of it, if I have Wi-Fi, I can do so much for myself online. I can connect with more persons online. I mean, genuinely, I can also learn some free skills online because, as I said earlier, the world is now a global digital world. AI is is in vogue right now. So looking at free food, free Wi-Fi, I can always get food. Or as a normal student, I can always go to my guy house, Wi-Fi cook, and get food to eat. But free Wi-Fi is, data is expensive, my brother. Data takes money more than food.
Yeah.
I'm telling you the truth. So free Wi-Fi. I get free Wi-Fi. I don't have to think about free Wi-Fi. I get my data. I connect with people online, or I learn a digital skill. I have Wi-Fi. I can work a large-scale work and get money for food.
Mm.
Yes.
I like that, actually. I think that's a very unusual answer. A lot of people would jump into free food. Yes, especially in a university campus.
Yes, whereby, if you think about it, most of us can stay online for so much time and think nothing about food.
True.
No, just give me NBA sports or give me football.
Yeah.
I can watch that thing throughout the day and not think of food. The only time I'm hungry is when my data finishes.
Mm.
Or when probably my body's warning me.
Yeah.
But no. Food is not a problem.
Yeah. All right. So still on the topic of good things,
okay,
and campus and university, I'd like us to talk about the SUG week that happened in the month of August, right? It was a huge success.
Yeah.
I mean, from the Bole Festival to the Costume Day to the Thanksgiving. I mean, you even had the popular musician Magix perform live on the student campus. It was obviously a huge success. So what was going through your mind during the whole planning and implementation of all of the activities of the SUG week?
Okay. Thank you for that question. It's been a while I talked about the SUG week. Mm-hmm. I think it happened in August 18th to 23rd. It was not an easy one. It took a long time of planning. I mean, planning, replanning, changing plans, getting new plans, quarrel from the committee members, team members were quarreling. I remember at this particular time, about 3 persons walked out and almost fought. So we had to settle that, Who are we bringing? Who should we bring? How do we connect with these people? You understand? But I had one thing in my mind. I wanted to make a difference because that's what is important. I have seen that the SUG week is like the apex of any SUG government. It tells whether you are successful or whether you are a failure, because our priority have always been students, student community. first, before SUG, before the management, student community always comes first. So we're asking ourselves, how do we give these people the best week? It's their student week. It's all about them. Free lecture, free, no test, no exam. It's just let them have a nice week. Let them enjoy their time. And then when we started planning, yes, we had a lot of planners, as I said earlier. We moved to a lot of persons that partnered with us, the likes of Stream of Joy Church. Our praise night was amazing.
Yeah.
And then we partnered with Tega John, one of the top businessmen, business tycoon in Port Harcourt here. We partnered with him for our campus carnival down to our Bole Festival. We had long conversations with Bole Festival, Mr. Chinonso, an amazing person. We also talked with people from, you know, Marvin Records. Yeah. We connected with them. And then, initially we had plans of bringing, I think it was Ariasta, but then she was not around, available. So, the person that was available was Magix. And we were so happy when Evan said, okay, Magix. And Omaji is an amazing person, loved by most of our female folks, you understand?
Yeah.
So bringing him for the Bole Festival was amazing. I told my executive, since it's a Bole Festival and the main Bole Festival people are almost going to have their Bole Festival, let's reach out to them. Let this be a mini Bole Festival.
Yeah.
Let them come, advertise themselves. So the week was amazing, down to the cultural day. Our costume day was superb. And, you know, the interest in my mind is just student community.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they had a nice day. They had a nice week, a nice time. All the events were top notch. We had challenges in some of them. You know, you plan something, they will say man plans and girls cancel the plan and all of that. But then at the end of the day, what's important is that even with the little stress, with the little finance and resources that were spent, with the little, some persons got sick, I myself got sick after, all that was my mind was that let these people have a nice week, and I'm glad that we're able to give them that.
I mean, you can tell that a lot of work was put into all of the activities. I was not around during the SCG because of internships and some other stuff that I was dealing with, but the vibrancy and how rich the event was, you could just tell that something was happening in RSU.
Yes.
And so amidst all of this work you were putting into, there was criticism, right? And I think you even talked about this online, whereby I think the speculation became louder during one of the events, the Bole Festival, that was moved. You know, there were critics who were coming up to say, oh, his administration could not handle, they can't handle the pressure, they can't handle, you know. And I've heard this saying that critics most times, not all the time, but critics most times are people from the sidelines who are not in the battle, who are not, you know, in the battlefield, the person who they are criticizing, right? What do you think about that?
Okay, let me say this. First off, I always tell this to my people. I'm president do not mean I know everything or that I have all the skill needed. Nah. I see myself as a good planner, someone that plan. I like starting something. And then I know that I don't always have that strength to finish. So what do? I get people that can finishers. So when, what I'm saying this is that when you look at, yes, we shifted our Bole Festival from, I think that was Wednesday down to Friday. When you look at all these things, you need to understand that this is a group of people coming together to do something. And obviously one person will slack behind, but what's the work of a team? A good team, a group of persons that cover up their lapses, cover up their flaws. So when one person make mistake, we have to cover their flaws. I know we reached out to Mervin and they were like, I think they had some challenges coming that Wednesday because they flew all the way from Lagos. Yes. They had issues coming that Wednesday. So they just said, look for something and fill in. And then that Friday, will come in on Friday. And then when I called my executives, we had so much challenge. We were like, should we do rag day Wednesday? Should we bring up a memo saying this one will happen, this one will happen? And then I just suggested and said, let them rest. Let them just rest. Like, we have done Monday, Tuesday. Let them rest and let them have this suspense of what are they planning for Thursday and Friday. Yes, one of my goals or my core values is trying to be different, not different negatively per se. Sometimes there's this acronym I have, MAD. MAD is making a difference. All throughout the SUG government, we have had straight activities throughout the week. give them a resting day. Mm-hmm. It's their week. They need to rest to prepare more for what's coming, the banger that is coming.
Yeah.
And we gave them that. A lot of people criticize online, especially on Facebook, saying these people, they don't fail. They don't even know what they do after an amazing Monday, Tuesday. You know, Tuesday, with people dashed a lot of dollars and all of that.
Yeah.
And then Wednesday came and all the challenges, people criticized. A lot of people were calling me, what happened? I said, people should just rest, find time and rest. And then at the end of the day, we were able to still do it. I know we had challenges with rain that Friday. And then some executives were just making jokes. They were like, Monday, rain did not fall. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You see Friday now, rain did not go wrong. If that is Bolle people have done their program with us on Wednesday. But I was like, calm down. These people also have plans. They are partnering with us. We want to have an amazing Bolle Festival. And I'm glad that we did that. People enjoyed it. Even with the rain, students came out.
That's what tell you that.
Most of those critics are not our students. And most of them are, I can't tell, I don't care, but most of their criticism, it always helps me. It's like a fuel to me to keep doing. And I'm glad that at the end of the day, those critics came and said, you tried, you did well. This is one of the best SDG week we have had thus far. So that's just it.
Yeah, and I like that. I mean, this ties into what you said about, you know, your aim being the students and all of that. It shows that this entire thing was not just everybody go and sit down. It was a logical decision that, okay, let us move this behind all the criticism that everybody was talking. There was actually a very logical reason behind all of that.
True.
Yeah. I mean, I know that this, although I only saw it online, but I know that this week would be actually, that SCG week would be an experience that most students would actually cherish for a very long time. Would you say that the SCG week was something that you looked forward to getting into RSU? Like, it was something in your mind, you were like, I can't wait to get into this school to actually experience an SCG week.
Yes. When I was in 100 level, I was a very boring student. So I didn't participate in SCG week. I did not. I didn't even know what it was. I know that when I come around the Love Garden, students are just gathered and I'm like, I was a very timid person in year one. Although I was well known, but there's this thing about, I don't want anybody to insult me. I don't want to look for trouble. You people are big boys against me. I'm just one year one, come on, that kind of stuff. And then in year two, I think I got involved a little bit. So I didn't actually have the feel of SDG week. But then I was like, this is my opportunity now. I want to do it for student community and also enjoy it myself.
Yeah.
So in as much as I was planning and all of that, I also had it in mind that I'm also a student. I should enjoy my week too.
Yeah.
So for me to enjoy my week, I must also find time to rest. So Wednesday just came in as, oh, perfect. Let us rest, prepare.
Yes, yes.
You know, some people need to go and buy shoes, buy other things. And, you know, a lot of resources were spent. So we needed to at least make our calculations straight and say, okay, what do we have left? We have Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Let's plan these 3 days with the resources we have. And that helped us. Because if that I've run the full week, if that we had something doing in Wednesday, it would have affected our resources. So you see that this thing were something that we were looking forward to.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that I enjoyed it myself, even as a student and also as the SUG president. I would say this is my first SUG week.
Yeah, are you serious?
Yes, actually.
I was just about to ask whether it was your...
Because I've never attended SUG week. I believe this is my first.
Yeah. I mean, I saw the post. Somebody would think you've been doing activities for a very long time.
The last SUG week, last time, I was an aspirant.
Yeah.
Not when I was aspiring for this position. I didn't even care about the activities. My concern were students. Getting to know students, connect with them. You see that my government have always been around students. I keep telling people that the end product of an election or the end product of any political thing you're doing is not just to win a position. It's to win the position knowing that you have connected with people. If you fail, be grateful that you connected with people. I believe that someone that a political failure is someone that won a position but yet did not connect with the people. Yes, if you fail and connected to the people, you have won compared to the person that won a position and is not close to the people. So what's the whole idea? Getting close to the people. So even the last week, the reason why I didn't enjoy my week was that I needed to know more students, went to them, asked them what their problem were, asked them what their concern, their challenges. Even I asked them about the week. What are the things we can do to make our week better?
Yes.
I was not SDG president, but I needed to know because by God's grace, I had this faith in me that I will become it. And then with all those knowledge and information from them, we're able to sit down and say, okay, let's do something. Let's do something. I know we had challenges of students were telling us, let's move around. Let's move. Let's go. You know, campus carnival must move. And then I was like, no. we can do something that does not concern moving, but we can enjoy. Mm-hmm. And the Campus Carnival was amazing. We had John Thega there. We had Gary Fest. They came. Mm-hmm. A lot. People enjoyed themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, generally. So that's just it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you just mentioned about, you talked about you wanting to relate with the students and all of that. Mm-hmm. And I think I spoke with a friend about this thing a couple of months ago, even before we planned to record, about how I loved your administration. And this was after you had entered seats, because it felt almost surreal. It felt like a joke sometimes, because I mean, how your administration always carried the students along.
All right, guys, I'm going to briefly pause here to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Yonju Labs. Quick question, guys. Do you know the usual cost of getting a professional website? Getting a professional website is usually very expensive. I'm talking $200,000 to $300,000, sometimes even more. And half the time, you'll still be waiting months before it's ready. Well, not anymore. With Yonju Labs, you can get professional and personalized websites for businesses, professionals, and brands for as low as 29,000 Naira. The best part, you get it delivered in under 2 weeks. Yup, that's fast, that's affordable, that's personal, that's Yonju Labs. And listen, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Literally, step 1, pick a template you like. Step 2, edit it, make it more you. Step 3, place your order, sit back, and prepare for more customers coming your way. Now, if you're not interested in getting a website at the moment, there's still something for you. Not only can you get your own amazing websites, you can actually make money through Yonju Labs affiliate program. Imagine this, every time you refer someone, you earn a commission. Think about it, how many people do you know need a website? That's basically free money waiting for you. All you've got to do is send the word affiliate to yonjulabs@gmail.com. That's yonjulabs@gmail.com. And boom, you're in. And before I forget, because you're listening right now, when you're ready to get your website, Yonju Labs is giving you an exclusive 10% discount when you get started through my link. bit.ly/yonjulabs_almost20. That's bit.ly/yonjulabs_almost20. This discount is only available through my link, which is in the episode description. So really, no excuses. Check out Yonju Labs on their socials at Yonju Labs, or visit their website, yonjulabs.com. Don't miss out. Launch your dream website in under 2 weeks at a price you'd love. Yonju Labs. Fast, affordable, personal. Now let's get back to the episode.
Because I've seen posts that you've made about issues revolving around the students, from hostel issues to issues they raise up. And, you know, you make posts like, we hear you guys, we are rectifying the issues. And whilst rectifying the issues, you guys will now also post about it. And I think that's actually really wonderful, to be very honest. So was the SCG Week, aside the SCG Week being something you were excited about getting into the university, were there other things that, you know, was on your mind that you were like, I'm getting into university, I'm excited about this?
Yes. I think connecting with people.
Yeah.
It's very important. You know, the whole reason why I contested for SCG president was not because of power or authority, all of that. I'll personally say I don't care about those things.
Yeah.
Even though it's quite important that the Bible said we should dominate the earth, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
But I know and I believe that in me, I have the power and the authority.
Mm-hmm.
But then what's important for me is connecting with people.
Mm-hmm.
Human beings are very important. You know, the quality of relationship you have in life is what is very important. If you go through the university, let me say your course is 4 years or 5 years or 6 years, and you go through it without having certain quality of relationship, you have failed as a student. You have failed as a human being. You have failed yourself for those years, those mm-hmm. precious years. Because if you are in Onitsha Market for 5 to 6 years,
mm-hmm.
you can imagine the quality of relationship you have gotten, the quality of business people you know, people that both buyers and sellers. You see that in the next 20 to 30 to 40 years, you have people that you can always reach out to for job opportunities, for opportunities that normally they won't give it to people they don't know. Mm-hmm. So you see, the quality of relationship is important, because in the university space, you have potential barristers, mm-hmm. potential doctors, potential politicians, potential mm-hmm. business people,
yeah.
potential real estate agents. You have potential business owners. Like, can you imagine? You have almost everything.
Yeah.
The university is a place where you can get anything you want in this world. I'm telling you, the university, you see, that friend you know now might be in China in the next 3 years. Another friend might be in Germany. So imagine you have strategic relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That's why relationship is very important. I'm not saying being friends with everybody. Earlier today, I was speaking with one of my customers and I was saying that the difference between talking to you and you being my friend, there's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
I can say hi, I can talk to you, we can laugh, we can discuss about something. That doesn't make you my friend. The thing, friendship is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
That you don't just call anybody that. That's what I'm saying. For me, behind the whole SUG week, being SUG president, it was more about connecting with people. Because what's important in life is not people caring for you, but how much you care for people.
Mm-hmm.
Especially as politicians that we are, we understand that our priority is caring for people.
Yeah.
I don't care about who cares for me. I'm not saying people shouldn't care about me, mm-hmm. but my major priority in life is how many persons do I sincerely care about?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the whole essence of life. That which I've been giving to us, we can give to others.
Mm-hmm.
That place where I've been, I can take another person out of it to the place where I am now.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
then the place that person has been, the person can take me out of it. Because in life, the reason why we have loopholes is so that other persons can feel it.
Mm.
But then you cannot just let anyhow people come and feel it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So for me, it was more of people, not just the results. The result is important, but look at it this way. You get the good quality of friends, especially those that are intelligent. They can help you get whatever you need. So the truth about it is that whatever you need in life, there's always a place you can get it. It is always in the hand of someone else. So you have to look for the right person to always get it. It's that simple.
Yes.
Jesus Christ himself did not have everything. Those that he had to look for specific 12, that now had to look for more persons. So you see, if Jesus Christ could be the bishop of a church, he would not need Peter. If Jesus Christ could see the revelation later, he would not need a John. So you look at it carefully. Even if Jesus Christ could be Paul, he would not need Paul. So you see, you need to have strategic relationship because there are certain energy that people give, and that's the kind of energy I'm looking for.
I love what you said about connecting with people. I do love that. I mean, there are people who come to the university and they just, let me be on my own.
Yeah.
Let me just come to class and run home street. And you mentioned how you didn't want to like be outside, be that sort of person who is outside of, let me say, their comfort zone. So what changed for you? What made you decide, you know what, I want to actually expand the connections that I'm making and actually invest in connecting with more people?
Okay. Growing up, I have the second child syndrome.
Yeah.
I have the second child, the first son. And growing up, people didn't really pay attention to me. I think I was much smaller then, you know, and black, very black. And I always used to have this petty problem where I like, do you think people like me, especially girls? You know, girls keep, that time when we were small, we say, I like a macho chest, broad shoulder, deep voice. And I'm like, who am I? I'm finished, you know? And then when I started growing, I think a lot. And then there was this post, I saw, and someone was teaching, I think it was Miles Monroe. And he was saying something about, the whole essence of what he was saying was that people that think a lot should know how to write or talk a lot. The only thing is that you're so selfish that you think about yourself. If I should say this thing now, how will people take it? You know what I'm saying? That's selfishness. That's being prideful. Yes, people think being prideful is showing ego. Sometimes being shy is being proud because you know that you're shy. I don't want to talk, people will insult me. You still care about you. It's all about you. You forget that there are people that need to get something from me. Nice. There's a virtue inside of me that people need to have. People need to see it. And if I don't talk, it's going to waste. So the breaking point for me was actually understanding this, that there's so much in me. I can't just come to this world and just waste. Because this life we live is all about choices. People are not poor because they don't have money. They are poor because of the choices they make. You can have 10 million today and you say you waste the 10 million. You are not poor, but you were once rich because of your choice. So wealth is not the amount of money you have in your account, but the choices you have made. Someone that have 10,000 naira in his account now can be more richer than somebody that have 1 million. Mm. Why? Because that man that had 10,000 probably had 100 million he have invested somewhere. And you have 1 million, you have not invested the 1 million, but you want to spend the 1 million. He has 10,000 to spend. You see he's delaying him gratitude just because of what he's looking in the future.
Yes.
So for me, looking at it, I was like, I have so much in me. I have to make the right choice. I have to go out of my comfort zone. I have to be sorted to become who I want to become.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't easy. When I started, people were like, this boy is busybody. Go and sit down. See how you short. See how you do this. But I understand something. That at the beginning stage, those same people that will always insult you, when you get there, they begin to commend you.
Mm-hmm.
Because the truth about it is that everybody in this world want to become something, but nobody will want to step out first.
Mm.
It's whosoever steps out first and checks the ground. Okay, the ground is good. I will not sink. People start following.
Yes.
So I want to be that kind of person.
Mm.
I want to go out of my comfort zone. I want to step. If I fall, let me fall. But there's something I know from scriptures that when I fall, I will not die.
Mm.
The essence of falling is not dying. The essence of falling is learning a mistake. There's something I didn't do right, so I have to get it right. That's the essence. But standing, you will stand and you will see that you won't get impact.
Mm.
Most of the people that fall in life are people that will later on make impact. The falls are for lessons learned and mistakes gotten, not for you're not a failure.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
So that was my breaking point. And in that period, I hung out with a lot of elderly people. I think I had that training, 40 years, married people. I was not hanging out with my peers. I wasn't. I remembered in church, I think I was 17 years then, when I was teaching teenagers, 18.
Mm-hmm.
I was their uncle. They didn't know my age. And they can't get my age because of the way I was talking to them. I was making them understand life. And I'm like, Jesus, if they get my age, it will beat me. Because I know life because of my experience with people, especially older people.
Mm.
I connected with them. They will always give me difficult tasks. There was one somebody gave to me. Enter that bus. Go to Rumokoro. While you are in the bus, preach.
Huh.
And I entered. I was there preaching. One old woman was like, ride on, ride on, ride on. So I had those spiritual training. Another time I was at Alo, and then I was staying at my pastor's place. We went for a crusade, I think a 1 week crusade.
Mm.
And I just came to the house where I was. I was like, do you have a suit? Yes. Can you cancel people? I said, no, sir. Where's your suit? I went.
Yeah.
It was a 76 years old woman that came.
Mm.
And I think I was 16 then. And she was complaining about her family something.
Mm.
And I just gave up. I said, Mama, see, let me tell you, this is the first time I'm doing this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I'm doing here. I don't know your experience. All I can say is that God will help you.
Yeah.
Duma felt so much peace. She didn't have to advise me. My son. Guy, the woman blessed me. That whole experience was building me up. That people actually need people to care.
Mm.
People need people to care. A lot of students are going through a lot. That good morning, that hi, that you look so beautiful.
Yeah.
Because growing up, because of how bad I felt about myself, I always used to normally yap people. If I see somebody with a big eye, oh, your eye big, or big ear. You see, so if you notice that people that see themselves in the negative light will always see others. But when you get comfortable with yourself, you begin to compliment people, because I bet you one word from you can convince somebody not to commit suicide. But you can never tell who that person is. That's why it's important that you talk to all people.
Mm.
If they insult you, that's fine. Who cares about insult? Insult is the least of our worries when we want to get to the top.
Mm.
Because if you care about what they say, you will always not get to the top.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I love what you said about action and choice, you know, making a choice and taking action. And I sort of relate to this with, you know, the whole podcast and everything. Starting the podcast, at first, I had people laughing. What's this boy doing? But I sort of knew that there is a purpose behind what I'm doing.
Sure.
Right. And I totally get that. Like, I totally relate to what you're saying. So was it at the point of, you know, deciding, you know what, I'm going to actually change and make choices like this, that you decided, you know what, I want to actually go for positions of leadership? Or is this something you had always known in your heart, deep in your heart, that you know what, I would go for positions of leadership? Was this something that happened in a day? Maybe you were inspired by a person, a circumstance, a situation?
Okay, so let me say this.
Yeah.
Let's look at it logically.
Mm.
One of the fastest and quickest way to impact people is being in a leadership position.
Mm.
That's it. One of the quickest way to do it. Growing up, I had so much experience. I've been to like 10, 11 churches. And then read a lot of books about leadership and all of that. Got so much content, so much value, so much virtue inside of me. And now coming into school, although I had a vision in 2019, yes, where the vision was this. The person saw me on top, and then people on the ground. Like, I was higher than them, but I was impacting their life.
Yeah.
That was one. And then my pastor called us and said we should write our 5 years plan and also our 10 years plan. And that's where I documented my 5 years plan that I'm going to be the SUG president or Lausanne president. Why? Because there's this mentality I have. It is easier to impact people. The Bible said, if the righteous rule, they'll be rejoicing. But if a bad man, let's look at it this way. Politics is the entirety of life. Business, football, music, movie industry, they are all inside of politics. During the coronavirus, the government closed down the church. Did anybody complain? No, we started worshiping online. That's what tell you the politics, the law, government have power. The government can come now, according to the Land Use Act, and tell you that land belongs to the government. The government is taking it. You won't do anything. That's power. That's authority. And the Bible said in Genesis 1:26 that we should dominate the earth, have authority, and multiply. How can you do that? The fastest way, one of the fastest way, is leadership position. That's why I believed in my heart that I was going to run for the city president. And when I did, it was very difficult. But at the end of the day, I became that. And it gave me more room to impact people. We did so much. I did feeding the streets where we gave people food. We were giving people free scholarship. We paid school fees for people. We did so much. I constructed a borehole for females in the hostel because they had challenges with their water and all of that. We did so much. The little we could do in 1 year. Because 1 year is even too plenty to do so much. But then the little we could do with all the battles, all the political battles, all the fights, that's to tell you, imagine 4 years or 10 years were given to us. We'll do so much. We'll impact so much. Should I mention the tutorial group I formed? The tutorial, I had a meeting with tutors from different faculty. They taught their people, prepared them, and we're having good news of I got an A, I got a B, because that's the essence of leadership. The essence of leadership is building other persons. Because the truth about it is that when you build other people, you're building yourself too. You are building your life. When you are giving value, you are getting it back in return. Life is paradoxical. Life, that's how life is. What you do for others is what you will receive. It's that simple. When you do for yourself, you don't receive. When you give yourself so much, you don't receive so much. But you notice that when you start giving out, it comes back to you. That's the principle of life.
And the people who you actually do for, it would so much impact their lives. It would. So in your time, in your position as a leader, have you ever experienced doubts? I mean, I have. I've had just a couple of leadership positions. I was a chapel prefect twice in two secondary schools. And while he had his good moments, I had times whereby I'm doubting myself. I'm like, am I fit for this position? And then coupled with that came social anxiety, you know, organizing and leading an entire crowd of people during devotion and all of that. So have you ever experienced something like this in your time as a leader?
Oh, yes. See, you will not have belief if you don't first have doubt. That's the truth. You will not believe in yourself if you didn't, in one time in your life, doubt yourself.
Yeah.
We live in constant doubt as leaders. Actually, this decision I want to make, is it the right one? This thing I want to do, is it the right one? Because the truth about it is that humans cannot be satisfied. So there's this doubt, if I do this thing now, will these people like it? Will they not like it? At the end of the day, if it is the benefit of a greater good of the student community, we do it without doubt, knowing that it might work, it might not work. What's important is the intent. The intention of your action is what is important. What you do might be negative in sense, but the intention is very important. If you know you had the right intention on doing it, because the truth about it is that we all don't know what the future holds, but we know that we have a good future. But the Bible said, all things work together for the good of those that believe in God. Now, the Bible did not say all good things, because people keep putting it all in bracket good. The Bible didn't say that. The Bible said all things. all things comprises of both bad and good. Should I give you a story in the Bible? Mm-hmm. Joseph was sold into slavery. Yeah. That's a bad thing, but it worked for his good. Samson, hair was cut. But if you look at that story, it worked for his good because at the end of the day, he found salvation. Mm-hmm. He found God in that moment. Even though he died, he found God. That's what is important. If you look at the story, Paul, this one, the apostles, all of that, even Jesus Christ had to die. So doubt is good because you need it to get belief.
Mm.
Our Lord and personal Savior in the Garden of Gethsemane was crying. Yes. God, he's like, at this thing, I don't want it to. I'm not sure. He had doubt. But regardless of the doubt we have in us, we just keep going.
Yeah.
Yes, we keep going with this mentality of what's the best that can happen. That's what is important for me. I don't think about the worst that can happen because the world is filled with bad things. So bad things can happen. I can go out now to bless somebody and people attack me. What's important to me is that I was able to bless a life before I was attacked. It's not about me. It's about them. Jesus Christ died, but his dying did not save the entire human being, but it saved the world. Saving the world means that any human being that want to change can immediately change. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Jesus Christ did not just come to save people. He came to save the entire globe, both nature, both everything. So that when you want to move in quick succession from a sinful life to a righteous life, it becomes very easy. Even without anybody preaching to you. I know of people that have gotten born again just by a dream, a vision, just by looking at the ocean. I'm like, who created this thing? God, I believe in this God. How do I get this God? Jesus Christ. Nobody came and just preached. Nature spoke for the creator himself. So you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that doubt will be there. It's good. The doubt is like a fuel. Yes, it's good.
So you're saying it's not something that a leader or somebody would have to push away or walk or before they make a decision an action.
No, it's how do I say it? The Bible said something that I think it was in Hebrew when he was talking about the exploits of the apostles. He said some of them found their strength in their weakness. What that means is that deep down in my weakness, if you open my weakness, you will see my strength. So if I throw away my weakness, I'm throwing my strength in the weakness. If Jesus Christ had threw away death, he's throwing salvation, resurrection, getting the keys to hell, with death. Do you know what I'm saying? So if you are throwing away doubt, how can you get belief? You doubt it because it is true, but your fear, that human nature in you, is telling you to not walk, but to walk. So throwing away the negative part of your leadership traits is wrong. It's highly wrong. Let's use David as a case study. I know David was wrong to kill a man and marry his wife, but that woman betted Solomon. Something good came out of something bad. So David's own punishment with God is different, but I'm looking at, okay, this negative thing turned out to be this good. So I'm not saying you should keep your negativity so that you be yourself. What I'm saying is that life is about how what's the right word that we use? A transition. Yes. A transition.
Yeah.
I used to be very timid. Now my timidity have turned to my strength. I think a lot. Now I write a lot. So the thought in my head have turned to a book that can bless another person.
Yeah.
If I throw away thinking, how do I write? I'm a talkative. If I throw away the ability to talk, how do I talk and bless people? So if you look at it very well, a talkative can learn the act of public speaking and become a good public speaker. But if you stop your talkativeness because someone insulted you, because they say it's negative, then you will never talk. Imagine as a talkative, you go and cut your tongue. Will you become a public speaker? No, you will not. So if you throw away that bad thing, for instance, you're a beautiful girl. You use your body to do so many other things. I bet you that your body, you can use it to do something good. That's the truth about it. I have a big head. You can use your big head and get other people that have big head to become something in life. Start simple. There's always a set of persons for you. But if you don't build yourself, you'll never get there. That's the truth about it. A lot of timid children are there. If you don't leave timidity and get strength, how will you go and get there? So you don't throw away your weakness. Your weakness there in your weakness lies your strength.
Yeah.
And it's only when you are able to open up the weakness, you see your strength.
Mm.
Oh, so I used to have, that's why I have this thing. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Yeah, and I love that because, I mean, a lot of people listening would appreciate it. People who maybe they're in places of position or they're aspiring to. What you just said, I really love it because people would actually benefit something from it. Because you have people who, before they pursue something or before they do something, they're thinking, oh, maybe I am not good enough for this. And what you've said, I really love that.
Mm-hmm.
So in your time as a leader, is there any challenge you faced that got easier over time? Maybe at first it was overwhelming.
Yes.
But then as time went on, you actually got the hang of it.
Let me say this,
Yeah.
All leaders are human beings too.
Yeah.
And everybody in the world, we are all leaders.
Mm.
Because we first lead ourselves.
Yeah.
You tell yourself what you want to wear. Do I brush today or not? What do I eat? Okay, mm. I want to eat this. I want to eat that. So there are always challenges. Because the issue about it is that leadership exposes you.
Yeah.
That's the truth. It exposes your bad nature. It exposes your flaws. It exposes your lapses. But now this is the thing. If in the course of leadership you don't transit, it becomes a problem. I had so many challenges. Why? Because I'm working with people. These people have their bad life. They had their flaws. I have my flaws. I have my bad life. So it is bad life and bad life coming together. Flaws and flaws coming together. What's important is that these people have made me see mine. I've made them see theirs.
Mm.
So the transition is that how can I change? How can I adapt? Because truth about it is that problems in leadership can be solved very easily if you change, if you transit. Because how will I explain it? Someone that is not in leadership have a more peaceful life than you that's in leadership. Because you are accountable to people. You are accountable to yourself. You are accountable to that position. God will hold you accountable. Man will hold you accountable. Life will hold you accountable. Your future will hold you accountable.
Mm.
If you cannot do well as a class rep, you won't do well as a president of a country. If you don't do well as a first son in your family house, you will not do well as a governor.
Yeah.
Because every leadership position you get, it's like connecting more with a greater number of people.
Mm.
And if you see them as family, you see that being a father to four children is the same thing as being a governor to people. It is the same thing as being a president to people. And they will all have challenge. And let me say this, I stand to be corrected, but your challenges as a leader come from your flaws. It comes from your flaw.
Mm.
If you're a greedy person and you come into leadership and you are given 1 million naira and you decide to eat the 1 million naira, a problem will come from there.
Mm.
Now, that does not make you a bad person. It only makes you a greedy person. And everybody have their own flaws. Now, you're a greedy person do not mean you are greedy. Being a greedy person means you have greed in you. That greed can be exchanged, taken out. That's where you come into leadership. And then somebody pointed that for you. You are not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to do this. You're not supposed to do this. That's one reason I love my vice chancellor so much. The person of Professor Zeb Isaac OBP, he will always call me and say, look at, you're a young person, you're a leader, and it's tough being both student and leader. Look at it this way. How do you see it? Oh, you are right, sir. I take correction immediately.
Mm.
The 1 million comes, I take the bigger share as the head. And I give. What's important is that now I have learned that for everywhere to be peaceful, you must learn to sacrifice. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So those are, it's just simple. I'm speaking out of my personal experience. Most of the challenges I had were born out of certain flaws that God wanted to take out of me by making me SUG president.
Yeah.
So God can trust me with something bigger because he knows, okay, this year I've been able to deal with lying. I've been able to deal with pride. I've been able to deal with this. It's like a school. So next year, God will want it to, okay, let's deal with this now. Let's deal with this. Let's deal with this. Because no man is perfect. We are all working towards perfection. What is important is progress. Are you progressing? You were lying yesterday. Have you stopped lying a little bit? It's not that you automatically stop lying.
Yeah.
Let me say you lie 100% and then today you are lying 80. Oh, that's a good improvement.
Yeah.
And then the next day, 60. The next day, 40. The next day, 20. The next day, 1. You will not see that, there's no need to just lie. What will happen? Let it happen.
Yeah, yeah.
But you see that it's progressive. Mm. It's not perfection. Mm. It's not possible. Perfection is not even possible.
Mm.
No man can just wake up today and say, pa. I always say, no. You know why? Because you grew into lying. You must grow out of that bad life.
Mm.
So that challenge you have as a leader, you grew into it.
Yeah.
The challenge did just come. You entered it.
Mm.
Jonah would not enter the belly of a fish if he did not enter the boat. Are you seeing how progressive it is?
Mm.
So, you understand?
Yeah.
The apostles will not die if they are not become apostles. So the truth about it is that you grow into a challenge.
Yeah.
The challenge is there. You are the one growing to meet it. Because the challenge, if you look at it in the positive light, is there to help you grow.
Mm.
Every challenge is there to help you grow. Every scandal is there to help you grow. Every issue is there to help you grow, no matter how negative it is.
Mm.
But then you need to learn a lesson. The lesson you want to learn now is that if you make a challenge happen two or three times, that means you didn't learn.
Mm.
You didn't learn. Something should not happen to you. You should not repeat itself twice or three times. You should learn from it. That's okay.
Yeah.
Except it's something bigger because of the leadership position you have attained.
Yeah.
The challenge I get as HG president will not be the same I will get by God's grace if God makes me the governor of this state.
Mm.
It will be different. But what is important is that the challenge of governorship is to help me prepare for, let's say I become the president.
Mm.
Let's say I become a chairman of an organization, a Western African organization, or let me say the world as a whole. So we keep learning. We keep learning till the day we die.
Mm. Yes. So basically what you're saying is that the challenges should not be stagnant. It should not be something that is just a progressive improvement as time goes on.
True. And when you see the challenge, you don't run from it.
Mm.
You have to confront it. Even though it shows your bad nature, it shows you, it embarrasses you, you have to face it because you enter there by yourself.
Mm.
You have to come out. And you have to come out learning a good lesson.
Right. So each of those challenges, they teach you and refine you.
Yes.
Right. So would you say that as your time, in your time as a leader, there are some lessons that you've learned that have actually extended into other aspects and parts of your life?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. One of them is that you don't need to like a person to work with the person.
Mm.
Yes. As there's no emotion in life. Mm. Life is not emotion. There's no emotion in destiny. I hate you, so I will not work with you. No, that's a lie. Because as I said, the goal is for the benefit of the student community.
Mm.
So you and I can hate ourselves, but hating each other will not stop us from working for them. It is all about them. That's why Jesus Christ could easily forgive Peter. Because it was never about Jesus. It was never about Peter. It was about the people. If Jesus Christ has sent Peter away, he will not have a bishop to help the church when he's gone.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ never chased Judas Iscariot away.
He left.
If he had come back and asked for forgiveness, Jesus would forgive him.
Mm.
Because every man has a goal. So the lesson I've learned in leadership, being an SG president, is that there's no emotion.
Mm.
No, there's never any emotion. You don't cry over something that you need to sit down and think it logically as a man. How do I go out from this situation? How do I help students? How do I do this? How do I do that? If you keep sulking and being emotional, you'll never solve anything.
Mm.
And then politics, people keep saying it's a dirty game, it's a game of hatred and all of that.
Yeah.
But when I look at it, politics is not a game of, it's not a bad game or a dirty game. It concerns the welfare of people.
Mm.
Politics is about people. It should be about people.
Mm.
Because, as I said, the mentality I have is that if you can make the people stay all right, then you can stay all right.
Mm.
That's it.
Mm. I love that. I love that, honestly. I like how your perspective is more about, would I call it a greater good than the present? Because most people, they, in as much as human beings are emotional beings, right? Most people, they mix that with, oh, they don't see ahead of what the collaboration, the working together will bring about. And so they're like, I don't like the way this person does. I'm not working with this person. I don't like the way this. So I really like what you said about that. Right. So in your time as a leader, right? I mean, I know that leadership demands a lot. I've just had very little experience as a leader, but you being a student leader, you being a student as well, I'm sure that it's not an easy task, right? So how do you balance maintaining your personal life, maintaining your grades, and also being effective as a leader?
Okay. It's very simple.
Mm.
First off, you need to know your kind of person.
Yeah.
Yes. Knowing your kind of person is, am I a slow person? Am I dull? Am I intelligent? Am I smart?
Mm.
Am I brilliant? You need to know. You need to tell yourself the truth. It's not, you don't have to fake it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a student that read and you will not understand by your first reading, you don't have to force it. If your first reading will not work, you try your second reading, you try your third reading.
Yeah.
Or am I someone that will read at the beginning of the semester and get it.
Mm.
Or it's my own style, reading few months before exam.
Yeah.
You need to understand yourself. Because someone like myself, as SGG president, one of the ways I'll be very practical.
Mm.
One is I know my kind of reading. I read in the evening from 3 o'clock to 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's when I read. If you wake me up in the night, it will not work. It will not happen.
Mm.
It will not work. I will not read.
Yeah.
Because I will not understand. Early mornings also work for me. I do that. And another way I do it is that I have mentors and accountability partners. So these people, they know more than me. And I've accepted it because there's no pride in having friends that know more than you. So what do they do for me? They send me notes. They send me their handouts.
Mm.
And they also send me voice notes of each topic I read. Now, when I don't understand, or even if I do understand,
yeah.
I'll go back to them and I ask, sir, please, I don't understand this. Oh boy, I don't understand this one. Help me explain. Mm. They send in the voice note. I get it. Oh, I grab. I go back to the textbook. I consult my textbook. I consult my constitution. I get them together. I know it.
Yeah.
That gives me more time to focus also on being an SGG president.
Mm.
So I can go for my meetings knowing that my friend have dropped a voice note of it.
Yeah.
I go through it. I read through it. And then later in the night when I'm free, and then I read. So you see, I'm juggling it.
Mm-hmm.
I know myself. I know my reading time. I have mentors, senior colleagues that help me. I have accountability partners. That's one way to make you succeed as a student.
Mm.
Understanding your book is very easy. The reason why you fail is that you don't want to connect with people. You cannot do everything by yourself.
Mm.
It is better these people help you now that it's not exam time than start begging them in the exam hall.
Mm.
People willingly want to help, but oftentimes they can't help you in the hall because they have to also write for themselves. Some people don't believe in my practice. You don't have to force them. What do you do? Before the exam, please, can I photocopy your own jotter? Mm. Can I photocopy your handout? I believe that if I read it, I will know what to write myself. It's that simple. Nobody will say giving you their handout to photocopy and read is exam practice. It is not.
True.
Well, university, nobody will say, I don't want you to get my knowledge.
Yes.
Nobody will say that.
Or pass me.
Yeah, or pass me. Mm. You get the notes. You read it. You have to focus. And also, you have to prioritize your time.
Mm.
Priority is important. If I don't need to go there, I will not go. If I don't need to be there, I don't have to be there. I don't have to waste. Time is of the essence. Time is money. So you plan yourself. You see that time is moving very fast as a student. Lectures end by 2. You spend the whole time in the faculty from 2 to 4. Let's be realistic. I'm trying to be practical. 2 to 4, 5, doing nothing. Gisting with boy or gisting with girl.
Mm-hmm.
You're not even reading. No. Your time is going. You're fully exhausted. So your coursemates have gone home. They have taken their bed, they have eaten, some of them have slept, taking their siesta, and then by 4-5, they have energy to read. You are coming back by 4-5, and then you will possibly not read a bit. I tell you the truth. You're so tired. And then when you eat, you change your clothes. The next thing is football.
Yeah.
It's evening. Evening is when most time people go out. I will always encourage people to go out.
Mm.
That's why it's important when lecture ends. The reason why lecture ends 2 or 4.
Mm.
You go, you freshen up. You sleep a little, then you take a stroll so that by 9, 10, 11, 12, you can read.
Mm.
But then some people, you don't prioritize your time. You know you don't have to be there. You will go. You will go and it's bad.
Mm.
Students should enjoy their time. That's even why we encourage the SGG week.
Yeah.
SGG week, there's a reason why it is 1 week before revision week.
Mm.
So that you have been learning. You have a fun time. And then you have 1 to 2 weeks to go and freshen up.
Yeah.
That 1 to 2 weeks is not time to start reading what you have learned throughout the semester.
Mm.
It's time to revise and freshen up and prepare for your exam.
Mm.
Time is very important. If we as young people don't plan our time now, you see that we'll suffer when we are fathers and mothers. Because by then, you are not just planning your own time.
Yes.
You are planning the time for someone else, for your child, for another human being. You're planning the time for your wife. You're planning the time for your husband. And you see that by the end of the day, you're struggling because of time management. So time management is important. Prioritizing your activities are very important.
Mm.
Have a timetable
and
stick by it. Your timetable should not be very ambiguous. That's why sometimes we fail it. Timetable do not have to be that perfect. That one you put flower, you put red, use red pen, use color. No,
yeah.
Is that simple? Today, where am I going to? I have a class by this time to this time.
Mm.
I have this class by this time to this time.
Mm.
I will eat by then. And then I will keep 30 minutes in case of anybody want to see me, anything want to happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And then by one, I'm doing this. By two, I'm doing this. Okay, I have to go and rest. I have to do this. It's that simple.
Mm.
Me, I don't joke with my evening. You will never, if you call me, I will, if I have to even lie to not disrespect you, because my time is precious to me. My timing, if I break down doing everything, I would die and the world will move on.
True.
My grade will suffer and the world will move on. And you'll be shocked. People will not tell you, hey, why you not plan your time now? Now we send you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're shocked. I did this for you people. So be a little selfish about your life. Because the only way you can flourish as a leader is if you as a leader is whole. If you have so much, then you can give so much. You cannot give what you don't have.
True.
So if you don't have strength, you cannot talk. You will faint.
Yeah. Would you say to-do list also helpful?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, instead of a timetable, most people would feel like timetable are strict or they can't do by my time because, you know, every day you might not predict what happens in a day. So maybe to-do list, you plan out today, let me at least complete these five tasks today. Yes. Yeah, it's also helpful.
Yeah, I do it sometimes. I write down my to-do list, 6 activities, and then my target is 3 or 4.
Yeah.
If I can do 3 or 4, no problem. I move the next 2 to the right time.
Mm.
It's that simple. It helps you.
Yeah.
I'm seeing this person today. I'm doing this today. I'm doing that today. Mm. Even though you don't put a time in, you know that these are my targets.
Yes.
So you try and fix in your target into a time that will give you time to also spend on yourself. And in all our to-do list, don't always forget, put yourself. We put, I want to see this, I want to do this, I want to do that. You forget to say, this time is my own time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing anything. I'm not pressing phone. I'm not reading. I'm not reading any book. I'm not talking to anybody.
Mm.
I'm just resting. It's not even sleep. I'm just resting. I'm trying to think. I'm trying to clear my brain. I'm trying to see, did I speak wrongly to this person? Did I act this way? That's not right.
Yeah.
It's time when you are brainstorming. You're brainstorming.
Yeah, you know, most people, they actually don't see an importance in what you just said now. And I do it recently, I would admit, whereby I just sit down. It's very hard. You see this phone?
Yes.
Very, very hard to keep this phone. But the time where I do it, I feel my body actually appreciating me for taking out time. Because your mind will start processing things that you would not have processed had you been maybe pressing your phone or doing one or two things. And then when it comes to the to-do list and timetable, you end up feeling this sense of productiveness about your entire day. Right. So as a public figure, as someone in a leadership position, you obviously have people who look up to you. You have people who you are an inspiration to themselves. Right. They use you to actually see them. They use you to motivate themselves to do things. So how do you yourself find your source of inspiration, your source of fuel to actually keep pushing? Maybe when your values are, you're questioning these values, should I do this? Should I bend? Should I do this? Or you're feeling exhausted?
Okay. As I said, mentors. I have people I also look up to. It's very important because all good leaders must be good followers. You understand? If you're a leader and you don't have people that you're following, you fail as a leader.
Yeah.
It's very important. If you don't have people that also give you instruction, people you draw inspiration from, then you cannot give that to others. Because as I said, it's what you have you can give. Now, the issue is that what you have is what you have been given. So you cannot be given that if you don't have people that have it. So the people that had it gave it to me. I must pass it down to people. So as much as people see me as an inspiration, which I give glory to God for, I also have people I see as inspiration. So that's how I draw my own inspiration. I draw my inspiration from people I look up to. I draw my inspiration from myself. Because the truth about it is that it is my dream. My dream of impacting people, it is first my dream before people. People would not want what I want to give to them, but I must give it to them because it will help their life. So if they don't want it, I inspire myself that what I'm doing is right. Because what I'm doing, I'm looking at something that at the long run will benefit. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you agree with the saying that people would not want what you want as bad as you want it?
True.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
You're first the dreamer before you make people believe in it. It is how bad you believe in something that others can believe in it. That's truth about it. That's why I always say people are good at criticizing people's dream rather than supporting. They only support when they see that it is working. So when something is not working, it's only a proof that there are things you need to do to make it work. One day it will work. So it is you that have to first believe in it.
Yeah,
it is you. It's not somebody. If somebody else is believing more in your dream, no, you'll be lackadaisical about it. You will not take your dream serious. It is your own. If it fails, it's your responsibility. If it's succeed your responsibility. When a woman is pregnant, it's not that woman that's carrying it. She's the one carrying the child.
True. Yeah, I love that. President Rizzi, we've had a wonderful conversation so far, and I just have four final questions for you before we round up this conversation. All right, so in your own words, how would you define growth for yourself, not as the president, but as Rizzi, the individual?
Growth for me is learning new things, learning more about my flaws, and getting to connect with people.
Mm.
I always say this. I like it when people tell me how... When people tell me the negative things about myself, I do like it. And all throughout my life, it's been a pattern of people always telling me how bad I am. You are this, you are short, you are this, you are that. It helps me a lot. It's hard, but I know that it's the good thing. They are doing something that they don't know. For instance, if Satan had known, he would not kill Jesus. If Joseph's brothers had knew, they would not throw Joseph into the pit. So when you look at all these things like this, growth for me is people telling me about my flaws, because it's helping me work on it.
Mm.
Oh, I didn't know I used to lie. Oh, I have to work on it. Oh, I didn't know I was like this. I didn't know I look at people in a weird way. Oh, thank you for letting me know.
Mm.
It hurts me, but I don't care about hurt. Hurt helps me heal. I don't know if you have this similar experience with me, but if my mother then slapped me on my face, I always used to slap myself back. I don't know whether people do that, but I do this thing where if you flog me, I always slap that place, because I believe that pain kills pain. If you watch movies, when they cut somebody with a knife, they have to use heat to kill it.
Yes, yes.
It's pain kills pain, especially when you have a whittle in your finger. So now you use hot air bar, or use fire, or use soup. So if you notice that pain kills pain, so you're not hurting me.
Mm.
You're giving me a medicine. Medicines are bitter. That's why they heal you.
Yeah.
That's the truth about it. So growth for me is these three things.
Mm.
Getting more, connecting with people, learning my flaws, you know, developing myself.
Yeah.
That's growth. You know, having more leadership opportunities. Not leadership opportunities of things that are big, like SG president.
Mm-hmm.
The little, manage these 10 people. Manage these 20 people. That's growth. Because those people are new set of people with new ideologies I've never seen before, new characters I've never seen before.
Yeah.
So by managing them, I get to learn something new for myself, and it helps me.
Right, okay. So my second question, what's a lesson from your journey that you believe applies to every young person, whether they're in a position of leadership or not?
Okay. Throughout my journey, I will say this, build for the future, not now. Build for the future, not now. Don't build to enjoy now, the good phone, good looks, everything. No. Someone told me something, that the big boys and big girls of our generation will be seen when we are 30, 40 years. That's when you know the big boys and big girls.
Mm.
We are not all big boys and big girls now. We are feeding on the wealth and property of these 30, 40, 50 years old men.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are fathers, some of them are other things people are doing, you know. But then the big boys and big girls in our generation will be when we are 40, 50, 60.
Mm.
When this generation that are coming will look up to us, will know people that are big boys and girls. So when you are planning, strategically plan for your future.
Mm.
I personally believe in buying lands than buying a phone. I personally believe in buying transportation vehicles than buying a personal car for yourself.
Mm.
I personally believe that. I believe that you should starve yourself of this thing because you want to give your future a better future. That's what I believe in.
Yeah.
So that's one advice I always advise young person.
Yeah.
Delay yourself. Delay that gratification. Delay it. Hold on. Consider your future. When other people will not have, you want to have because you did not eat your own.
Mm.
That's the truth about it.
I mean, I get that. There was somebody who told me that they'd rather stay hungry and buy an iPhone than buy food. And it just made me remember this. So would you say that people should remove pleasure in the moment completely? Just for the future.
No, I'm not saying we should remove pleasure. All I'm saying is that our priority has become pleasure.
Mm.
Our priorities are focused more on pleasure. All within the generation is pleasure and pleasure and pleasure. It's more. So I'm not saying we should remove it. I'm saying reduce it.
Mm.
Imagine you are going out every weekend. That's wrong. That's wrong. You have never gone for any seminar. You have never gone for any symposium. You have never gone for any training. You have not developed any skill.
Mm.
But yet all you do is party, enjoy, go out. There's no day Kilimanjaro will not see you. There's no day you will not enjoy yourself. You will not go to the club.
Yeah.
That's bad. I'm not saying we should not do all those things. I encourage a little fun time.
Yeah.
But then it should be little. Because this period of our life is not for pleasure.
Mm.
It's for building. It's to build your life. because you will not want to enjoy this pleasure now and then later on you begin to suffer.
Mm.
Instead, suffer now so that you can enjoy later.
Yeah. Yes. I love that. So it's like, yes, pleasure, but in moderation while keeping your sight on the future plans.
The idea should never be pleasure. Pleasure should not be a priority or something you plan.
Yeah.
That's how we should live our life. I'm working. Oh, I think I need to go out now. I just go out, come back. Should not be something I just plan. I save money for this thing. No. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No. Let me say I've been working. Let me just take myself out. That's how life should be.
Mm.
It's not about pleasure. Oh, now let me go and work. No, it's work. Now, pleasure. That's even why the Bible said Sabbath day is for rest.
Yes.
Because the whole idea of life is work, build, multiply, develop. Because when you are working, you're not suffering, you're also building yourself. Mm. Then that pleasure time is to rest your body.
Yeah.
Pleasure should be to rest your mind, rest your body, refresh, and then come back.
Mm.
That's what it should be.
Yeah.
Yes. The likes of the Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg, they did not develop Facebook when they were 40, 60 years. It's when they were young.
Mm.
When they were young. When other of their classmates were enjoying and everything, they were using their money to buy these things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
and
it.
Now they are reaping the
they're reaping it. And now they are having all the pleasures in the world. You can go anywhere you want to go. Because this pleasure now comes with even life security, health security. You can secure yourself. Mm. You eat the good food. You don't die. This is when you enjoy the pleasure now. All this pleasure you enjoy accumulates up as sugar, accumulates as stress, wear you down, all the tight clothes we wear, all the BBL, all the face everything.
Yes.
And then you now notice when you are 40, you are looking like 60.
Mm.
You now notice that all the drink, all the beer, all the things, you now have diabetes.
Yeah.
But when you walk, by the time you are older, your enjoyment now is now. You understand?
Mm.
You now have a doctor, you have a, all these things, people do, nutritionists, financial analysts. Mm-hmm. You have people you are employing and paying, and you are enjoying. You buy your private jet, you buy your yacht, you enjoy, that's enjoyment. You enjoy, you spend good money knowing that I work for this money, knowing that this money cannot finish because there's somewhere it is coming from.
Exactly.
There's an oil, there's a source which I've planted.
Exactly.
Yes.
I love that response. So my third question, if your younger self, let's say the Rizzi from year one, comes and he sees you now, what do you think he'll be most surprised about you, your current self today?
Okay. I will not say I'm surprised about it, because there's this saying my younger brother and I always say, my spirit is not here, it's my body. My spirit is in my mansion. My spirit is in my fleet of cars. My spirit is already in my private jet. My spirit have gone ahead of me. It's just my body that is here waiting for me. So when I was in year one, my spirit went and became a city president. It's just my body. But I must do certain things to draw my body there. I must read books. I must connect with people. I must get the right relationship. I must get the right values and the right ideas. Then it draws me and meets me with my spirit. That's how it is. So I'm not surprised by what I become. I'm only surprised how I became.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm surprised at how God made it possible. That God surprised me. Because we should not be surprised of it, because God has promised us that He has an expected end for us. Mm-hmm. So we know our end will be good. It's just, how do we get to the end?
Yeah.
That's us it.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you would say that there has been growth
from
that time till now.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, all right. And my last question, when your time as president is remembered, what do you hope people would say about the way you led?
Okay, fun fact, I will say this.
Yeah.
I want people to remember it as, although this boy had so many challenges, he was able to serve us.
Yeah.
Yes, it's just that.
Mm.
That's it. I don't want them to hype me and say the things I didn't do, because you know people are used to hyping politicians.
Yes,
oh, good
yes,
man.
Yes.
No, I want people to say, with all the challenges he had, for instance, Jesus Christ died at the cross to give us salvation.
Yeah.
There was a bad story that led to a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Some people will say, with all the enmity, with all the political hatred, with all the fighting, with all the petitioning, this boy was still able to do something for us.
Mm.
He didn't do everything per se, but he did something important, something that will help us in the next 2 to 3 years, even when he's out of this school.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want people to see.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's really beautiful. Thank you, President Rizzi,
thank
for
you
your
so
time
much
on the podcast. I'm so honored to have you on the episode.
Same, brother.
Yeah.
Thank you.